Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Trails to you until we meet again.
Well, we're good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later. We'll put our little records away and bring on some friends in the studio for our community conversation next, following a news update at 9, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and of course, bowling. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it's 65 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News. New York County, Pennsylvania, three police officers were shot and killed. Two others left in critical but stable condition after it appears they were ambushed while trying to serve a warrant. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need.
Higher prices, job uncertainty, interest rates. The Commerce Department says permits for future home construction fell last month as well. From Paris to smaller towns all across France, people are marching. Teachers, transit officers, and others all protesting President Emmanuel Macron's government and its proposals to cut funding for public services. Hundreds of thousands voicing anger about mounting poverty, inequality, and struggles for low-paid workers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high today of 84, partly to mostly cloudy and still rather warm. East or southeast winds around 5. Tonight, some clouds, isolated showers possible and a low of 61. Friday, 76 with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. And Saturday, 74 with a few periods of rain and possible thunderstorms.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center, or call 608-475-6090.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Welcome to our morning show today from WRCO Radio. We're talking about senior life solutions in the first part of the show, and we have guests from the Richland Hospital here today. We have Christine Olson and also Robin Hosman. They'll talk about what they do and also about why this is an important show. So, Christine, we'll start with you. What is your title with Richland Hospital?
Yeah, so I'm one of the program therapists, so run one of the groups that get together. I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
Okay. So explain what Senior Life Solutions is. Yeah.
So Senior Life Solutions is a mental health outpatient program that we're very lucky to have at the Richland Hospital. We serve adults, typically over the age of 65, that are experiencing changes in mental health. So we do a whole range of things, but the core of our program, people come to us that are dealing with life changes and grief and depression and anxiety, and come to receive support. So, like I said, we do a whole host. We have different disciplines involved in our program, but the core of it is group therapy, mental health treatment, also individual treatment. So
it seems like it's a big umbrella, because it incorporates a lot of different aspects.
It really is. I think we often hear people say, I don't really know if I fit for this program, or if I meet the requirements for the program, but often people do, just because there are so many different issues that fall under that umbrella when it comes to mental health and being a senior.
You said 65 and older, but who is eligible for your programs?
Really anyone. We're very person-centered, case-by-case basis. Uh-huh. We always want people to make the referral, and we'll talk to them about eligibility. Typically 65 plus, but there are some exceptions.
Okay. Robin, nice to meet you. What is your title?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us. My title is Licensed Professional Counselor, and I'm also a program therapist along with Christine. So we work together to meet the needs of our groups, and we work in a team approach.
One of the aspects that I don't know that we've delved into a lot on this program, but suicide awareness, especially in older adults. Could you speak about that?
Yeah, and thank you for giving us an opportunity. This is such an important topic and a hard topic for people to consider, but we are in Suicide Awareness Month, and so our program is really designed to support folks in understanding that those issues are real and that we can help approach them. We know that suicide in older populations is a real and important concern, and many people are dealing with things like grief and a chronic illness or chronic loneliness that they have based on their life conditions, and we are here to say that there are folks available to help and mediate some of those problems. And we really find amazing outcomes when people are able to access our resources.
Could you go over some of the things to look for? Maybe if you have a loved one that might be going through some of those things.
Sure. Really great question. Well, just being aware of changes in behavior. When folks are having difficulty, we don't often have the words to give to those situations that are coming up internally. So noticing behavior changes is a big thing. And then also if you've noticed lower mood in someone or talking about end-of-life concerns and things in a way that just doesn't feel normal for that person, being able to reach out and connect with resources would be really important. And we know, we always say as therapists and folks who work in mental health, that asking a person about suicide is not going to cause suicide. So we're really trying to build awareness that talking about it is actually helpful and ends up reducing the risks of suicide completion. So we are very proactive around that.
Are the warning signs different for an older person than they would be for someone younger? Would either of you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think I can also chime in. It's different but similar. Yeah, I think, you know, withdrawing from family and friends is something that we see across the ages. Talking about being a burden, I think, is very specific for seniors. And maybe we might see an increase in talking about death and what that looks like and making plans, addressing what would happen. Those things are, we don't want to say that that's abnormal. It's good to talk about death and dying and what we want to happen when we do die. But I think with seniors specifically, we do see some of that increase in thinking about death. Changes in eating and sleeping definitely is a big one. Health complaints, I think, is unique for seniors as well, just because they're more likely to be experiencing health complaints. So we see a lot of chronic pain and other chronic health issues that is really just wearing them down and just totally wiping away all that mood, happiness, joy, purpose in their life.
Yeah, I can see that. Not that we can relate, but Robin, if it hurts to get out of bed in the morning and things like that, and, you know, just going through those kind of things, it's got to be tough some days.
Yes, absolutely. And we know that the time of life of being an older adult comes with a unique set of challenges. And we don't often have pathways to explain what those things are. And so sometimes people can be in sudden chronic conditions or the evolution of a condition, a health situation that leads them to a place where they are having feelings that they haven't had. And so being able to have a resource like Senior Life Solutions, where, like I said, we take a team approach. Our director is an RN, Haley Fosterling. We have two wonderful office patient coordinators. Shout out to Robin and Lisa. And we work as a team to make sure that needs are met. So we're doing things like weekly health checks and supportive med checks and having folks meeting with psychiatrists. So we have a lot of ways to help take a team approach to any of those issues that are coming up for folks in this stage of life.
We wanted to talk also about breaking stigmas and getting some of those conversations started. Christine, could you address that?
Yeah. So we see a lot of stigma with the older generation. Mental health was not talked about. So I think there's a general attitude, I hear it all the time from patients, that I don't want to bother them. They don't need to know about my problems. Everyone has problems. that keep it to yourself attitude, pick yourself up by the bootstraps mm-hmm. kind of attitude, right? We hear that a lot. There is a deep, deep fear, I think about being seen as weak or as a burden. And often I think what we see, we're always challenging that in therapy as well, as people are more focused on physical health and looking at that very logically and not also understanding and reflecting and being honest about how it's affecting their emotional health, because it does. And we know it does. And that is often what leads to higher rates of suicide, depression, anxiety, social isolation.
But if you're going through something physically, you know, it's got to be weighing on you, draining you mentally as well.
Yeah, I always talk about the spoons. There's a spoon theory. And if we have chronic pain or chronic illness, a lot of spoons are taken up just to do one activity in the day. So when all our spoons are gone, it definitely limits our ability to interact and enjoy the life we all have.
Are there some common misconceptions about aging?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the biggest one is that, oh, well, this is just part of aging. Some of that withdrawal, forgetfulness, low mood, it's normal. It's normal to be depressed when you're older. That's a misconception. Also, kind of though, can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? It's too late to get better. It's too late to... Some of our folks have been actually coping, dealing with depression their whole lives, and it's not too late. We want them to feel like they can get effective treatment at any age, and they can make changes and improve the quality of their life. I think another misconception is that I touched on is asking for help makes you weak. That is a big challenge that we're always dealing with. Ask for help. Please ask for help. It actually shows a lot of strength. I think about how strong you have to be to reach out and ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Those of us that are maybe caregivers, or, you know, we're checking in on our parents or grandparents and that mm-hmm. kind of thing, that is a tough conversation to start, Robin.
Sure, yeah. And we have some thoughts about how you might do that if you're worried about someone you love. And we really emphasize this idea of being direct but gentle. So of course not in a heated moment, but in a time when you are able to have a relaxed visit, to be able to say things like, I care about you, I've noticed you don't seem yourself. And to ask open questions like, have you been feeling down, or how have you been feeling emotionally about the challenges you're experiencing? And then to listen without judgment, and to always remind them that they're not a burden and that their concerns matter to us.
Mm-hmm. I know from personal experience, my mother could have won an Academy Award because I think she did a good job of, you know, acting when things weren't going well.
Right. And that is kind of a cultural and societal thing that we think we need to always put up the appearance of always doing well. And we know that chronic conditions and just the process of aging bring so many challenges, and that folks don't have to tackle those on their own, and that we don't expect, especially at Senior Life Solutions, we don't expect people to show up with everything together. We're really here as a community, and in our groups especially, to support each other. And that's some of the most exciting work that Christine and I see, is the peer support for that process. And when folks are isolated, you know, especially living in rural communities, if they're not able to get to social things, the group provides this wonderful supportive place of, I'm not alone in my struggles, and there are other people here, and it really lifts folks up.
Mm-hmm. That first step, though, sometimes that first call, that first visit is the tough
hardest
one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think our team does a remarkable job of making that process of just beginning to explore what could be going on and how we can help. And so our nurse Haley is one, and our program director is wonderful at doing those intake, we call them intake conversations, after someone is referred. So you hear those, that language of referral and intake. And those are common to us, but other folks may not understand. So if someone is recommended to our program, and anyone can do that, and Christine can talk a little bit more about that too, Haley and our office staff will work to help everyone understand the process and what what will happen. So it's, I think, not a scary process, even though that first step does feel kind of like, ooh, what am I doing if I admit that there's something going on? But we really want to encourage people forward through that process.
So. Christine, maybe you could walk us through that process when we make that initial call and visit.
Yeah, so you don't have to be referred by a doctor. Anyone can make a referral to our program, which is a wonderfully unique thing about our program. But when we do receive that referral, if we haven't already spoken with the patient, that is the first thing we do. We reach out to the person. And as we were talking about, that is often the biggest hurdle. That first conversation, I think, is where we meet a lot of that apprehension and fear and worry, and also just not understanding what our program looks like, which, why would anyone know about what our program looks like? But as she was saying, Haley does a really great job. We try to meet that person where they're at, whether that's in their home or in a facility, or they can come to us if that's most comfortable. And often, I think, right after that initial intake appointment, to just talk about what we're experiencing, symptoms, changes, that is where we see some of that apprehension and fear reduce, because we start to build comfortability. So I always say, don't let the fear of the call stop you. As we establish a relationship, that comfort will build, and understanding.
You have some group sessions as well. Could you talk about those?
Yeah. So our program is built around that group model. We meet 3 times a week. Not everyone attends 3 times a week. So we do have 2 different groups that are going on at the same time, kind of staggered. But yes, so that group session is the core of our program. It's where they, as Robin was talking about, can connect with peers, relate, feel supported, but also just learn a lot about ourselves. Education and understanding about mental health is very, very empowering. And we see just a great change in symptoms usually once a person, even just after a few weeks in our program, because they don't feel so isolated and alone anymore.
Do people attend these? Can they with their caregivers or family members, the group sessions, or is it pretty much singly?
Group sessions are attended by the person themselves, but in terms of the wraparound resources, that we can involve family members in those in those things. So, typically it's the individual attends the group, but then, like, if there are individual sessions or meeting with the nurse or the psychiatrist, that can also happen with family members.
How does insurance work on this? You mentioned you didn't have to have a referral from a doctor. Do you find that difficult for people or not?
Not at all. Again, person-centered insurance just depends. So what we always say is we take every insurance, but not every insurance takes us. So we want everyone to make the referral despite concerns about insurance, because we'll navigate that process and look into it. When we get a referral, we're immediately looking into that. No one should have to pay for these services. So yes, insurance doesn't have to be a hurdle.
And that sometimes can be, you know, mind-boggling too. So you guys walk people through that process.
Yeah, it is. That's one another thing that is so wonderful about our program. Working in previous settings, I think insurance can be challenging, but we generally see really great receptiveness to it. And it's, like I said, it's not a challenge. So it is scary, though, or people are uncertain of what that looks like, but we handle that process so they don't have to worry about it.
Robin?
Yeah, and if it is determined that the program's not the right fit for someone, we always make sure people are connected with referral resources. So it's a great place to call if you just have concerns and you're not sure where to start. Our staff is really keyed into that, walking people through the process. So maybe if Senior Life Solutions isn't a fit, which it is a wonderful fit for so many folks, we will ensure the design of our program that folks have resources connected.
Do you connect with other like senior centers and meal sites and churches and things like that as well?
Yes. That's a big mission, a big part of our program, especially what Haley, our program director, is involved in. We all support that and get involved in that. We just actually had a bingo event last week at the community center, where we are frequent flyers at the community center. So Haley's always doing really good work getting out there, connecting with churches, community centers, other clinics, groups that get together, funeral homes. A big part of being successful in this community is being connected with the community.
Mm-hmm. Well said. How can we get involved then? Are there things that we can do to support?
I think just spreading the word. No matter how much community education we do, people seem to have only just heard about us, which we want to change that. So just spreading the word, knowing that there is a mental health program out there for seniors in our very small community. I think we're so blessed to have that program here. So just spreading the word, talking about mental health, knowing that there is support out there is really powerful. And if anyone wants to get connected with us, we are so happy to receive that. Groups have contacted us and asked us to go speak at maybe their board meeting or their get together. And we are always so happy to do that. And we'll make time for that.
Are there common questions that you get when you're making those appearances?
I think so. Just generally, what do you do? What actually is this program? Yeah, I think there's a whole host of questions about what we see when people come in. How does our program work? Is there a beginning or end to the program? Those types of questions is often what we see. Yeah.
Yeah, with your therapy sessions too, or your group sessions, not necessarily that you're not doing it to go to. I mean, some people probably stay in the program for years, don't they, Rob?
Sure. Yeah. It's all, like Christine said, person centered. So we tailor the program based on whatever folks are experiencing in their symptoms and what their goals are, and then we're working really hard behind the scenes to ensure we're tracking that progress, measuring those goals with our folks who attend the program, and really focusing our psychoeducation, which is that fancy term for what Christine and I do. A large part of our work is focused on teaching about conditions and teaching about coping strategies and skills and ways that folks can manage their symptoms and manage the things that they're facing. And so that's kind of in a nutshell what we do.
If someone is in crisis, what should we do?
Good question. Very good question. So there's lots of different resources. I think there's no bad place to start. Reaching out for any help. We always encourage people to call 911 if there's immediate danger. I think some people are scared to make that phone call for a neighbor or a loved one or ourselves, but 911 is, you know, our immediate access when in dangerous, scary situations. We also have that 988, which is easy to remember, not 911, but 988, which is a suicide and crisis lifeline that's available 24/7. And locally we have also, you know, if the county has resources and crisis support. So starting anywhere, a doctor, a friend, a neighbor, a pastor, anywhere, and hopefully people can get you that support.
If someone is listening and they're concerned about a loved one or a neighbor or something like that, I mean, where do you step in, Robin? I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't want to be meddling in somebody's business, but you're also concerned, right?
Right. And as I said at the top, that we know that asking about that worry or that concern does not cause suicide. So we really want to ask people directly, are you considering this or is this something that's on your mind? And then be present with them, be willing to stay and keep them safe if they agree that that is something that they're dealing with. And then just being willing to support yourself to connect out to resources. So we want folks to know that they do not have to carry that all. We are all out here in this field working because we know how to help in those scenarios. And so we're here at Senior Life. We have the emergency responding community that is fantastic. And then we also have the 988 hotline. So just being willing to ask directly, stay present with the person, and connect with resources are the steps we remind folks to take.
If someone calls the Richland Hospital, they should ask for Senior Life Solutions in?
Please do. Yeah, you don't have to be, you can call the number and they will promptly get you down to us at Senior Life Solutions.
You mentioned home visits too. Do you do that commonly, mm-hmm. Christine?
Yes. So not necessarily in the therapy setting. People can do our program telehealth if they can't make it, but Haley often will do those initial meetings outside of the hospital. So we can meet people in the community at home. Yeah.
If someone has, they call you and maybe it's something that doesn't affect them. I mean, you can direct them to like maybe, okay, we can't help you, but this agency can?
Yes. Yes. So it's often not the case where we can't serve or meet their needs, but we're a wealth of knowledge between the team. Everyone comes from different practices and backgrounds. So we really lean on that and resource knowledge. So we'll make that referral. We'll make that connection as we need to and get people to the right place, depending on what their needs are.
Robin, do you work hand-in-hand with the ADRC as well?
Yeah, I should let Christine answer that question. But right, we refer folks often to the ADRC resources because that's such an essential part of our rural communities.
Yeah, she says that because I used to work there.
So. Oh!
Yeah, which is a really, really lovely shout out to the ADRC. They're a really great program that we have in Wisconsin at each county. So I still use them all the time. And between the resources and other supports, dementia care, grief support, those types of things, they're a really wonderful asset navigating insurance needs, healthcare, all of that. So we're constantly interacting with those folks and others in our county and community.
You have the geriatric assessment clinic as well. You work hand in hand with them, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We often have patients that are going through changes and are worried about what's happening, why am I becoming so forgetful, that we don't want to normalize that, but we want to make sure that we want to make sure that they get assessed. So the geriatric assessment clinic is something as well that the Richland Hospital has. Some of our providers who will make that referral and connect with them if they want to get assessed and tested. It's just basically a way to get some testing done to make sure that whereas our brain is as healthy as it can be at this moment.
Very good information. Yes, in closing, are there some things that you would like people to have as a takeaway, Robin?
Sure. We just are really grateful for this opportunity to talk about our work and to talk about the population of folks we serve. They're really important to us. And if anyone's having questions or concerns about a senior in their life or themselves as a senior, we really encourage them to call us at 608-647-6321, extension 2040.
Anything you'd like to add, Christine?
Yeah, I think coming back to that, it's never too late. We all deserve to get support and help. We can always feel better. We don't have to suffer in silence.
I can tell from the both of you that you're passionate about this. This is great work for you, Robin, isn't it? What do you enjoy the most about it?
Absolutely. Well, our the folks who come every day when we have our days with group, which are 3 days a week. It's wonderful to welcome people in and meet them wherever they're at. So like we say, we don't expect people to come in putting up a front. We're here for the real experiences that people have. And to just watch over time as they develop relationships that support improving their mental health, it's an amazing process. So yeah, I'm so happy to be a part of this team.
And Christine?
I agree. I think patient days are always some of the better days. They're chaotic at times, but also where we thrive as a team. I love watching my coworkers be supportive and so kind and wonderful and uplifting. It's just great to see what a simple interaction does for a person. But I feel better when my group members leave. I can laugh, I can joke, but also we can connect and support one another. So that's definitely my favorite part of the work amongst working with these wonderful ladies we have down in Senior Life Solutions. We're a small team, but a really, really great team, and really enjoy working with each other and have a passion for supporting seniors.
We can learn a lot from the seniors, can't we?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. I've learned a lot. Yeah. Things that I probably can't talk about on the radio, but yeah. Yeah. No, we're always learning. It's really a really fun job and wonderful, fulfilling.
And we find that folks just really value Senior Life Solutions as a point in their week, and that's an amazing sense of community that the team has built down in the basement of the hospital, and it's really wonderful to connect there, and it's the coffee pot's always on, and we are ready to meet folks where they're at.
Awesome. We're very lucky to have this in our area. So thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us again.
You bet. Robin Hosman joining us and Christine Olsman. I messed up your names. Robin Hosman and Christine Olson. Thanks for joining us here today on The Morning Show. Talking about Senior Life Solutions.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@forpetesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025. The 94th Viola Horse and Colt Show is coming up this very weekend, and we're in the studio to talk about it today with the president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show organization, Jory Campbell, and then Ashley Baker is here, vice president. Keith Durst is also going to be pulling for us here today, talking about the upcoming tractor pulls and all the things going on with the Viola Horse and Colt Show. Jory, good morning. Good to see you.
Morning. Good to see you, too.
We did this just a year ago. It's gone by pretty fast.
It has. Very fast.
Maybe you could go over a little bit of the history of this long-running event.
Yeah, for sure. So this year marks the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. The name comes from the start of the show beginning in 1931 when two local gentlemen that wanted to promote horse breeding and agriculture in the community. Since the beginning, the show has been a local attraction for horse enthusiasts, as well as incorporating exhibits, food, parade, music, and a truck and tractor pull.
Sounds like a great thing that has continued through the years. Has that been annual? Have they had it every year? Have they had it ever canceled or anything?
Yeah, we have canceled a couple floods and COVID. So, yep. Can't do anything with Mother Nature, but...
True.
We're still going.
But full speed ahead this weekend. So I know that you have many events going on. You have a big raffle, too, as well, don't you?
We do have a big raffle. So our annual raffle drawing, we draw off at 10 o'clock Saturday night right there at the ticket booth. You can purchase tickets locally from a lot of local businesses here. I mean, pretty much all over the county. Ticket booth opens at 6 o'clock Friday night, and it'll run till about 10 o'clock Friday night and all day Saturday until the drawing then.
Do you have a list of some of the big prizes I can win? Or
Money. Top prize is $2,500. So, and then it just goes down from there. A couple t-shirts given away at the end. So, yep.
Very important fundraiser that this goes on, Ashley, and events like this. Where do some of the funds go back to then?
Yeah, the fund goes right back into the events and the show. So the Viola Horse and Cultural Association, we've been around for a long time. And we are all volunteers. So the money goes right back into putting on the show.
Pretty much planning starts the weekend after, I suppose. When you get done, you start looking at next year then, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we're actually still like, oh, what can we do next year? Let's do this next year. Yeah, so we've already kind of started thinking ahead, definitely.
So I know every year is special. You have some of the same events, but are there some new events for this year?
Yeah, well, if you want, I can go through just kind of a list of our events that are going to be happening.
Sure.
So this year for our horse and colt show that's going to be at the Bud Wheeler Memorial Arena, we're very thrilled to announce that the Circle V Riding Club is going to be hosting that show. And that will start at 10 a.m. on the 20th, which is Saturday. There's also a horse pulling contest on Saturday the 20th, also at 9 a.m., and that will be at the Viola American Legion building, which is across from the Viola truck and tractor pull area. And also the Viola American Legion will also be serving charcoal chicken and hot dogs starting at 10 a.m., and they'll have refreshments in the morning also. Mr. Ed's Midway Carnival Rides, so they are back again, and they've been with us for many years, offering rides, games, and food. There'll be a wristband on Friday evening from 6 to 10 p.m., and the wristbands are $30. You can purchase those online, so I would just Google Mr. Ed's Midway Carnival Rides, and you should be able to link into that and get a QR code for the wristband. Otherwise, you can purchase them during the event, too. So you can ride rides both Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th, but the wristband will only be offered on the 19th, that Friday night. We also have our annual parade at 1 o'clock on the 20th, which is Saturday. And who doesn't love a parade? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's usually a big crowd, lots of candy and fun. So join us for that.
It's a huge parade as well, isn't it?
You betcha. It's the best in the state.
Well, no doubt.
I always say.
No, I'm always impressed by how a small town can put on such a big parade.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have quite a few. We usually have like, I would say like 60 to 80 floats that come through. So it's a big task, definitely, to line that up and get that going. So
do you have to register for the parade then, by the way, or just show up?
Well, you know, some folks will email to register, but then we have some that come back every year and we know they're coming, and they just show up at noon at the old elementary school in Viola. And we line them up. So they might be towards the end of the parade because we've already had a lineup, but you can definitely show up and jump in on the fun. And it is free to have a float in the parade.
Sure. What else is going on Saturday?
Well, we have our annual country music dance. So Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will be at the Viola Community Building from 6 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. It's usually pretty crowded. They bring in quite the crowd. There's light refreshments. And then, of course, our food vendors are right outside for anyone that wants something different. Lots of dancing and country music. So plan on joining us for that. And then we also have an arts and crafts show. So on Saturday the 20th from 8 to 5, we do an arts and crafts show on Commercial Street, which is kind of kitty corner from Banker Park. We have vendors set up there so folks can do some shopping while they're in town. We also will have, last year we had a chess tournament immediately following the parade at the Banker Park Pavilion. Which is Saturday, the 20th. But this year, they're just going to be playing chess. So if you're right after the parade, if you're wanting to play a game or two of chess, head over to Banker Park, and they'll have some boards set up. We also have Kinchy's Pedal Pull. So the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull will be at the Citizens First Bank parking lot immediately following the parade on the 20th. So that Saturday right after the parade, head on over to the Citizens First Bank parking lot around 2:30. They'll be setting up for that. And then we do have a ton of exhibits, and which includes boys and girls and household exhibits, which will be located at the Viola Community Building. And they'll be on display for viewing from 9 to 4 on Saturday. And then also the livestock exhibit will be happening at the Don Kellogg Shelter from 9 to noon, also on Saturday. And that will be small livestock as well as dairy cows.
This is like a huge jigsaw puzzle. How do you guys put this all together? Yeah? Like a 1,000-piece puzzle.
It'd definitely be bebopping around town, hitting all the events going on. And of course, we have our annual Viola Truck and Tractor Pull, which is a huge highlight. And that includes antiques, featuring live music both Friday and Saturday night, a beer tent, some food vendors. And Friday night, we are welcoming High Mileage. They'll be playing at the beer tent. And Saturday night, we have a new band in town called the Tim Daniels Band. They're located, I think they're from kind of the Spring Green, Madison area, but they're brand new, and we're excited to bring in some new talent. But I'll let Keith talk more about the Truck and Tractor Pull.
Okay. No, I thought he was talking about chess. You're not playing chess this year, Keith.
No, I'll be busy. I played chess in the past, but I won't be available this year.
Okay. Well, tell us about it. Has it been a good season for all the pullers around the area?
Yeah, tractor pulling overall is strong. So we look forward to our event and having a nice turnout. We got a number of classes this year, and also a number of sponsors making it so we can afford to do what we do. Without our sponsors and all the personal help that we get, we couldn't run a show of this caliber.
It's one of the last big ones of the year, isn't it, Keith?
It used to generally always be the last pull. Now there are a couple of weekends here they'll be trickling in after us, but in our area, we're pretty much the end of it.
What's the timeline again for the pulls on Saturday?
Actually, they start Friday night at 6 and Saturday morning. Then we follow up with antiques and some open style tractors at 10 o'clock. And then our big show is Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Where do the pullers come from? Because they come from a long ways away, don't they, some of them?
Yeah, definitely on Saturday afternoon, we're going to get some guys that are going to travel a ways. We've got commitment from many states outside of Wisconsin. So the Midwest as a whole is quite supportive of our ongoing pull every year.
Everybody has, you know, their unique qualities at the ones that they host. What's unique about Viola Horse and Colt Show pull?
Probably the fact that there's no admission to come in and watch the pull. And a pull of this level, that's unheard of. So you're getting to see a quality show for virtually nothing. Show up. From the puller's standpoint, we offer multiple classes. We try to cover everybody that'd be interested to come and pull at Viola. With that being said, this year we went to one hook per session. We used to be two. With that, it allows us to add some other classes that normally wouldn't have the opportunity to pull with us. So we're excited about that. And then last year was our first year for the 2.6 Pro Street Diesel Shootout. And we're going to return with that, and that class alone has a payout of $8,500. So that's huge in the Midwest, and we feel honored to be able to host that.
Pretty exciting stuff there.
Yes.
A lot of noise.
Yeah, there is some noise. There's more tractors than trucks, but we have classes for the trucks as well, and we want to make sure that we continue to do so.
How do you do this without charging admission?
It takes a lot of work on the committee. The committee is, we meet monthly, and many times there's discussion in between meetings, but There's planning, strategy, many sponsors. So, and if anybody is interested in sponsoring the Horse and Colt Show or the Truck and Tractor Pull, feel free to contact us. We want to get everybody who's interested in sponsoring also. And one thing we've done at the Truck and Tractor Pull is we've taken our longtime sponsors, and at the end of each class this year, our intention is to bring back the winner and choose one of our longtime sponsors to give that first place award away on the track. So not only would they get PA announcements throughout the tractor pull Friday night and Saturday, but they'd also get visual representation.
Good photo opportunity then as well.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of photos taken. One other thing I'd like to add is approximately 7:30 Saturday night, we're going to have our inductees into the Hall of Fame, something we've started here a few years ago. Last year, due to the weather and the rain, we never got a chance to do our 24 inductees. So we're going to start with doing them since we couldn't do them last year, and then we'll follow with our 25 inductees. And as I spoke earlier about this Pro Street Diesel Shootout, they'll have a couple of heats and bring back six trucks from each heat into the finals. So them 12 trucks, we're going to have a Calcutta. Actually, it's an auction. Whoever's truck wins, whoever bids on the winning truck, would get half of the total of the 12 trucks, and the other half we'll use for expenses toward the tractor pull and the Horse and Colt Show.
Well, that's awesome. The names of the inductees into the Hall of Fame, are you sworn to secrecy on that at this point? Or?
No, we're not. I don't have the three, or I can't remember all three from 24, but the new ones coming are the Viola Fire Department, past, present, and future. What I mean by that is, this has been going for years and years and years, and we don't want to leave anybody out that was with us 25 years ago. So the Viola Fire Department, any member that's been a member, is a member, or plans to be a member, they're inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with Viola EMS.
Well chosen, absolutely. They've helped you out, I'm sure, over the years.
Every year they're there, always got our back. We're glad to have them, and it's something that's needed in an event like this. Hopefully we don't use them, and we've been fortunate where we haven't had to, but they're there in case we do.
You bet. We'll be back with more about Viola Horse and Colt Show in a moment after this break from The Morning Show on WRCO.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? The Richland Hospital and Clinics understands the impact it can have on your daily life, mental health, sleep patterns, and relationships with your family. Whether it is from arthritis, back pain, migraines, or nerve damage, if you have been living with chronic pain for an extended period of time, it's time to talk to your provider. Help starts here.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com. The 94th Viola Horse and Colt Show is coming up this very weekend, and we have three in the studio. We pride them away from all their hard work and planning to talk about it. Keith Durst, while we were on break, you figured out the 24 inductees into your Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we had a chance here during break to look up who they were, since I couldn't remember all three of them. The three inductees from 2024, which we'll take care of this year at the intermission, is Barney Hoffer, Kevin Robson, and Larry Eggie.
Okay, so congratulations to them as well. They'll be recognized Saturday night. Jory Campbell, I know you couldn't do it without your sponsors, could you?
No. I know Keith touched a little bit on the sponsorship for the Truck and Tractor Pull, but it's not just the Truck and Tractor Pull that has sponsors, the entire show. And if you show up, you'll see banners plastered all around town. We couldn't do it without them. We really couldn't. It takes a village, literally. But yeah, so without them, this show is basically nothing. So we thank you. There's way too many to list, and I don't want to forget anybody, but thank you to all of our sponsors, past, this year, next year. That is one thing. I know Keith said that if you're interested in being a sponsor, please, please, please reach out to us. We're always looking for new sponsors. You can reach us on Facebook. A lot of our phone numbers are plastered in the premium books, on the banners, the website. The website has got all of the information for this year's show on there. Get any contact information you need off that. But yeah, so Facebook is a big one. Reach out to our Facebook page, shoot us a message, shoot us an email, whatever works. So
you have lots of vendors too, probably new ones every year, don't you?
We do have lots of vendors. We also have ones that come back year after year. They've been there for, as long as I can remember. And I don't want to forget any of those either, but we'll have deep fried cheese curds. Costas will be there like they always are.
Famous.
Yep. We'll have, ice cream vendors. There'll be Mexican pizza. There's going to be something for everybody. Breakfast, yeah. Yep. Coffee. Breakfast and coffee. So there'll be something for just about everybody. Kettle corn, popcorn, whole nine yards.
The stuffed baked potatoes, too.
The Sportsman's Club does that every year. And the FFA and a couple school groups come in. So, yeah. And again, without them, even our food vendors, we couldn't do it without them either. So,
for people that enjoy that food, you got to kind of pace yourself, if you're going to hit all the stands.
You got to try it all.
Nothing wrong with that. Do you have some contact information, Jory?
So like I said, Facebook, pretty much all of us have got Facebook. You can reach out to any of us, or we have a Viola Horse and Cultural Facebook page that you can shoot us a message that we'll get that. Otherwise, we talked briefly about the parade, and if you wanted to be in that, again, it's not too late. You can show up the day of, but just keep in mind that you'll probably be at the end of the parade, probably behind the horses, so keep that in mind. But if you if you wanted to get in the parade, it's not too late. You can email the Viola Horse and Cultural Parade at gmail.com. Just shoot him an email. Joe Kellogg is in charge of that, and he'll get you in and signed up and registered for all of that. For general inquiries, again, Facebook or Viola Horse and Cultural at gmail.com. Shoot us an email, and we'll get back to you. So.
Wonderful. You couldn't do it without the volunteers, Ashley. And even this week, as people hear this, they don't have anything to do. You could probably find a spot for
them. Oh, yeah. Yep. We are always accepting volunteers. And really, honestly, volunteers and folks that come in and want to help out, that's why the show is so successful and has been going on for 94 years because of that. So we have a lot of folks that are volunteering and been helping out for like 20, 30, 40 years. And now they're starting to retire and pass the torch on to the new generation, next generation. So we're always looking for people to give back. And community is important, and being a part of a community and gaining friendships, working with folks that share the same passion. It's really what it's all about, and it's a really great feeling to be able to contribute and give back.
Do you both have fond memories of going there as youngsters? I presume you do, Jory.
Yep. I mean, that was something that my cousins and I looked forward to. You get out of school early and you couldn't wait for the rides to start. So, I mean, a lot of people come and it's time to get back together with family and spend the weekend with them or, you know, with their kids. And obviously, I mean, everybody's growing older and, like, people my age have got kids of their own now, and so it's, you know, you kind of pass the torch of this is what we did when we were a kid, and now we're doing it with, you know, our kids and whatever. So
yeah, it's really about community and family and relationships and reminiscing and catching up with friends you haven't seen in a while and connecting with family you haven't seen in a while, or just being present in the moment with your own kids and loved ones. So I think, you know, it varies. We talked about it last year on what stages in life is, you know, depends on what you like the most. So maybe riding rides when you're a kid, but when you're an adult, that's not quite the best idea.
No. After eating at all the vendor stands.
Yeah, but it's all nostalgic and it's all good.
Does Kickapoo have a lot of high school reunions during that weekend as well? There's some classes that get together?
Yeah, we do. I think we have a couple floats. One of them, I think, is class of 1990 is coming through. I heard they're making T-shirts and having a good time with that. But yeah, it's usually a time for folks to get together and usually meet up, probably at the beer tent or the truck and tractor pull, but a lot of good old stories are told that weekend for sure.
I'm sure of that. Keith, is your favorite part the antique part of the tractor pull? That would be mine.
Well, I've been there, but no, it's probably not my favorite part. I like the faster stuff, although I'm still involved around many of the antiques and know the competitors.
Sure.
And go watch them, go work with them. You know, so once again, locally we have a lot of antique pullers, and we want to make sure that we have a place for them to pull as well. Even though it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but you'd be surprised Saturday morning when we have the antiques. There are people that want to watch the antiques. So, like Ashley said, everybody's at a different level of